Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the leading presidential candidates are reacting to Arizona's law that criminalizes nearly all abortions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden called the Arizona Supreme Court's upholding of an 1864 abortion law extreme and dangerous and told a White House press conference,
"Elect me. I'm in the 21st century. Not back then."
Meanwhile, Donald Trump said the Arizona law goes too far and called on state lawmakers to change it, even as he defended the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ford is recalling nearly 43,000 SUVs due to gas leaks that can cause fires. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Ford recall covers certain Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2022-23 model years, as well as Escape SUVs from 2022. All have 1.5-liter engines. The automaker says fuel injectors can crack and gas or vapor can leak or accumulate near ignition sources, possibly causing fires. But the recall remedy that Ford has does not include repairing the fuel leaks. Dealers will install a tube or let gas flow away from hot surfaces to the ground below the SUV. They'll also update software to disable the high-pressure fuel pump if it detects a leak. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli aircraft have killed three sons of Hamas's top political leader in the Gaza Strip. The strikes went after high-stakes targets at a time when Israel's holding delicate ceasefire negotiations with the terrorist group. Hamas said four of the leader's grandchildren were also killed. Ismail Haniyeh's sons are among the highest-profile figures to be killed in the war so far. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life group endorses Donald Trump.
While some are debating the former president's support for individual states deciding the abortion question, National Right to Life says there's no question who the pro-life candidate is in this year's presidential election. NRL President Carol Tobias says, quote, "President Trump's record on life speaks for itself. We look forward to defeating the pro-abortion Biden-Harris ticket and building an America that truly respects life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maya Kobabe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, continues its run as the book most likely to be challenged by concerned parents. That book, which includes homosexual pornography, has been removed after a growing number of public school libraries and moms and dads, clergy and local lawmakers objected. Gender Queer tops the list of challenged books along with other homosexual offerings such as Juno Dawson's This Book is Gay and Michael Corrado's Flamer. This is SRN News. Some cities think hosting the Olympics is too much hassle.
But Salt Lake City remains one of the few places where Olympic fever still burns strong, even more than two decades after it first hosted in 2002. The city's enduring enthusiasm will be on full display when members of the International Olympic Committee descend on northern Utah for their final site visits ahead of a formal announcement expected this July to name Salt Lake City the host for 2034. The state has spent millions to ensure its Olympic facilities did not fall into disrepair in anticipation of hosting once again. John Scott reporting.
Delta Airlines reported a small first quarter profit and says travel demand is strong heading into summer. Delta is predicting better than expected earnings in the second quarter as well. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.